Okay, we're on about 15 lines down on Kof Ches Amud Beis. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, Elamit Ato, speaking to Rava. Rava says mitzvahs don't need kavanah. If a person will blow a shofar for musical purposes with no intent for the mitzvah, he would be yotzi. So therefore, it comes out, says Abaye, Ayoshin b'shmini b'sukkah. Somebody who sleeps in Shmini at Tzeres, in the sukkah, which is after sukkahs, Yilka is going to get Malkus because he's over Baal Toysif. Even though he didn't intend to be over Baal Toysif, but he, since it's a mitzvah, therefore he's added on a mitzvah. So Amaloi, Robert said to him, Sha'ani Oimer, I say, mitzvahs eino over aleihem. You're not over mitzvahs elabizmanum, when you're in the time frame. But over here, since this is outside of sukkahs over here. So Rashi says, like, if you put, like, you know, in the time frame, you put, like, an extra box on your tefillin, or you know, those kind of things, extra min. But over here, he's out of the game already. So amazing, Rav Shemin Bar Abba. Okay, it's good to note the name Shemin Bar Abba over here. Minayin lekohen sheol leduchon. How do we know that someone, a kohen who's going to the duchon, shelo yomar, he shouldn't say the following: Hoil v'nisna li Torah rishus. As soon as the Torah gave me permission, levarich es Yisrael, to bless Klal Yisrael. I'm going to add an extra bracha. Kigoin, maybe I'll say this. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Hashem, the God of your fathers, Yosef Aleichem, should increase you. Tam Aloma, you shouldn't think this, because it says, Lotu Sifu Al Hadavar, you shouldn't add on, right? Just the brachas that were ordained by the Torah, don't add on. Now, comments Rav Shemin Bar Abba, he says like this, Vaha Hacha, over here, Kivan Deborich, sin is already blessed, Le Ovra Le Zimne, it's past the time frame, B'Ktani De Ova, and it says he's over on Baal Toysif, Kasha on Rava. To answer the Gemara, Hacha Bayam Eskinan, here what we're dealing with is below CM. No, he's still in the middle of the brachas. He hadn't finished already, so he's still in the time frame. Ah, but Tanya, CM, got a brice that said he actually finished. No, CM bracha achas, it means he finished the first bracha. Ah, but Tanya, CM kolber choysov, the brice says he finished all of his brachas. So Kasha, you see, that even though he's out of the time frame. So, answers the Gemara. Shani Hacha, it's different over here. Kivan de ilu misrami lei, sin as it would if it would happen to him, lei tzibur achrina, another tzibur, hodam avorich, he would be obligated, or could at least bless them, kuli yomi zimnehu, all of the day is his time. So therefore, basically, he still is in the time frame. Good morning, Richard. We're on the we're on Kof Ches Amud Beis on the. The last small line.
Where's this, the two questions? Well, where's the Vehatanya?
What's that?
Where's Vehatanya?
No, that's the continuation of the Braisa that was brought. We didn't quote all of the Braisa. Yeah. So assumingly, that's the latter part of the Braisa. He didn't feel need to bring. And then, or Braisa, yeah. Because he's not arguing on it. He accepts it. Right? Now, so now Rava just answered, he said over this, it's not a kasha for Berchus Kohenim. We see over Berchus Kohenim that if a person would add on another brocha, even after he finished the brochas, he's over Baal Toysif. We said, oh, he's outside of the time frame, so it's a kasha on Rava. But no, that's different, we're saying, because over there, because you can basically have an extended time, seen as if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, there's the time extension. So, unlike sukkah, right, very good. Okay, Amina Tamra. Okay, where do you say that? Rabbi's going to bring a proof for this. The Tanan, we got a Mishnah, Hanitonim b'batona achas. So the korbanos that there's when you put the blood on them is basically you only put one matona. That's like a bechor or something like that. Shinis arvu b'nitonim b'batona achas. It was mixed with another korban that only had to give him one matona, like let's say ma'isa or just another bechor. Yeah, yinosnu matona achas. You should just basically put the mixed blood together and one matona, and you're fine. Now, mot and dalad, what happens if they got mixed together, mot and dalad, say, shlomim and oil got mixed together, yeah, yisonu, but mot and dalad, they should give them mot and dalad, that's fine. Now, this is where it gets complicated. Now, what happens if you got mixed together? Mot and dalad, but mot and achas. You got, let's say, a shlomim mixed with a bechor. right? So the Shlomim need Dalid, right? And the Bechor needs one. So what are you going to do? So now Rabbi Elazar, you know, you know, Snoob and Dalid. So basically, make sure you know, cover your bases and do four, and then you're okay. And Rabbi Yeshua, you know, Snoob and Motan Achaz, you should only give one. Okay, he's careful. So Amalo Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, Harehu Oiver, a Baltigra. If by only doing one, you're doing Baltigra. And the Shalom needs four, and you only did one, it's Baltigra. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua to him, Harehu Oiver al Baltoisiv. No, but when you do four, right, the Bechor only needs one, so you're adding on, so you're over Baltoisiv. So Amale, Rabbi Elazar, Lo Nema Baltoisiv. There's only a problem with Baltoisiv, really, strictly speaking, Ela Kashuhu Ba'atzmoy. Only when it's not in a Tarobis one. When it's mixed with other things, really not over. So Amale, Rabbi Yeshua. So fine. Lo Nema Baltigra. Also, Ela Kashuhu Ba'atzmoy. It only really applies when it's not in a Tarobis form. Oh, and furthermore, says Rabbi Yeshua, I have an advantage over you. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Kishlona Sata, when you do like me and you don't give Avart a Baltigra, if you say there is an issue with Baltigra, right? Maybe you've over Baltigra, but lo asita masim yadecha, but you didn't do an active Avera. Yeah, Kishlona Sata, but when you do your Rabbi Elazar, what you're taking for, Avart a Baltosif, but asita masim yadecha, you've done an active Maisa of Baal Tosif. End of Brisa. Now, focuses in Rava now. V'ha-ha-cha, and here, in this case, Kivan du Yohiv Le, as soon as he gave Matana, mi Bechor, as soon as he gives one Matana from the Bechor, Avra Le Lezimne, now the time has passed. Right? Because, you know, Bechor is basically the mitzvah was done. Yeah, the Katani de Ova Mishan Baal Tosif. Nevertheless, you see, this, you can be over Baal Tosif, even if it's outside the time frame. Isn't that because Lav Mishum de Aminan that we say, Kim and de Ilu, that if it would, Misrami would happen to him, lay, Bukhar Achrina, another person would say, here, I've got an extra Bukhar for you. Yeah, Hoda Maza, he would sprinkle Mine from it. So they Kule all the day is going to be. Good morning, Moshe Chaim. We're on Kof Ches Amad Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Okay. So, Minei Kula Yomim Zimnei. So basically, we see over here, Rob is saying that seeing as you potentially could get another Bechor today, so therefore there's an extension of the time, not like Sukkos. Oh, the Gemara pushes off though. Is this conclusive? Mimai. Dilma Kusav Rabbi Yeshua, perhaps Rabbi Yeshua holds mitzvahs overlay, and mitzvah can be over upon them, right? Meaning Baal Tosif, a field of Shalom is manam, right? There's another explanation you said, Rabbi Yeshua over here, not like you said, rather, that he just holds no, you can be over even outside of the time frame. This is not conclusive. So that's, in fact, what kind of proof is this? So, no, Anan Hachikami, no, this is what the Gemara is suggesting according to Shita's Rava. This true, you can't bring a proof from here, but we're gonna, at least there's going to be a defense from here. Yeah? Rav Shemin Bar Abba, that was the person who asked the kasha before. My timer, what is the reason? Shovik Masnisin, why did he bring a kasha from a Mishnah? I suppose it was in Zvoch, maybe it was in Zvochim. Well, he left the Mishnah. Yeah, he left the Mishnah. The Nitonim B'Tonah Achas. Yeah, basically the blood that got mixed together is a Mishnah, right? So it's always better to ask a kasha from a Mishnah. So why did he leave the Mishnah? A Moisim Mibraisa, and rather he asked a question from a Braisa. The Braisa was the which was talking about Berchus Kohenim. That was a Braisa. Yeah, Loisiv let him ask the kasha in Mas Nisin, right? So obviously there was an issue with the Mishnah. So Masnis in my time, so the Mishnah my time lo Moisiv. Why didn't he ask the kasha from it? Kivan de ilu misrami le bukhar achrina. Because it must be that he held that if another got another bukhar, this Cohen boy mazamine, he would have to sprinkle from it again. So kule yomi zimne who that therefore all the days is day. Basically, Rav Shemin Bar Abba holds with this time extension. Yeah. So who? So Bryce and Nami. So also the Bryce also.
Well, it's much more difficult though, isn't it?
That's what the Gemara is going to say.
Because in the case of Birchas Kohanim, you're talking about the same person, so you can understand. They have another Kehillah, so there's more opportunities to give Rockers.
Yeah.
But Lagavi before, I understand if you have a new quarter that maybe you do more sprinters, but Lagavi this blood, the game is over. There's definitely not going to be any more possibility for any more sprinklings for this blood.
Yeah, true, but okay.
I'm saying that the suggestion here.
Yeah, but the really
much
that.
More chudash, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That just because it's still considered it's smart, because if you have another before, right, then maybe there'll be sprinkling. But look, I mean this.
But you needed see. I don't know. You needed. You still. You still needed Seabor.
No, you're talking about Biff. You're talking about Altmeister. What's the point on the Gaffer? Right, look up his brothers. Right, if he gives a brother to the sensei.
But he needs a seat.
Yeah, but I understand that. In so far as there could be another Tibur here, right? So he is in a he's in a matzav. Yeah, but that's look up. You're talking about here blood. The blood that's in front of you. You're doing more things on this blood.
It's true. You know what? Anyway, so the Gemara is going to push off anyway for a different reason, but you right, I hear. Okay, so, there's what to be done. Okay, so anyway, so he's saying over here, basically, also you can extend the time frame. Bryce and Nami, also the Bryce over here, keeping the Misrami Tzibur Achrina, seeing if he would have another Tzibur Achrina, Harder Mavarech, Kuli Yomi Zimne. So all day is going to be his day. Right, so therefore, why did you understand there's such a thing as a time extension? So we see over there, right? So why did you ask me a kasha basically from this? So now Rav Shimon says it's different though. Rav Shimon Bar Abba says no. Hosom lo sagi de lo yohiv. Over there, yeah. It's funny. It's going to go the other way though. Over there, yeah. He has to give. It's not optional, right? So since it's not optional. Yeah, there we understand that it's all right. Therefore, it's all his day, right? He has to give all day, right? So therefore, we understand there's an extension in the time. But Hacha over here, e boy mavorich, e boy lo mavorich. Over here, it's just. It's optional for him. He doesn't have to make another brocha. Since he's done one brocha that day, he's not obligated to do it again. So therefore, if he adds on, yeah, it's going to be an extension. So therefore, it would be a problem about Toysif. Okay. So Rava says like this. Let's say lo by kivona, la'avor by kivona. So it's like this. It actually makes a chiluk over here. So in order to be yotzei mitzvah, you don't need kavana, but to be over bal tos, you need a kavana. Wait a second. V'har matan domim, l'Rebbe Yeshua, la'avor v'lo bay kavana. In this case with Rebbe Yeshua, we see over here, he was talking about being over bal tos, and we see it was an issue, and even though, obviously, he didn't have kavana to be over bal tos, he was just trying to be yotzei his shlomim. So you see it's not true. So El Amar Rava says Rava, yeah, let's say slow by kavana. In order to be lot says you don't need kavana. And la'avor b'zmano low by kavana also to be over. To be you don't have to have kavana for the mitzvah. You're still going to be over bal toisif if you do extra. But shalom b'zmano once you're outside the time frame, which would be like shmini of chag. Yeah, so there you buy kavana. You would need kavana. So therefore, that's why you won't get whipped. On the sense that we're understanding over there, there's no issa on sleeping the sukkah on this gemara at least on the shmini of chag. That seems to be a given. Yeah, and Rav will tell you the reason why is because that you would if it's outside the time frame, you would have to have kavana. Let's just stop here.